Good evening, beloved. Thank you for having me here again tonight. We trust God that today we are going to bring an end to the convergence in keeping to the few things we have been treating, trusting God for God to grant unto us more light and understanding today. I want to speak to you about the mystery of gates and foundations. Yesterday was a nice time in the presence of the Lord, and I hope you were blessed, because many have had tremendous encounters and visitations. And to many, they were actually edifying the spirit as they received impartation to grant unto them strength for them to thrive. Many, the eyes of their understanding was open and enlightened, and now they are fine-tuned and aligned aright with the Lord for them to thrive. I need to understand that the Lord is doing something pivotal with us in this season. And there is no way we are going to be able to understand what the Lord is doing if we are not aligned. You must pardon my voice. I just came back from a prayer meeting right now. Before this, I need to understand that there is really something the Lord is doing with us, and we can never be able to fully comprehend what the Lord is doing if we are not aligned. And alignment has to be structural. Alignment has to be territorial. Alignment has to be positional. Whether we like it or not, there is a required kind of knowledge that will put us in alignment with God. There is a required kind of knowledge we must have if we must not fight the move of God. The reason why there are many people that have been in Christianity for a very long time and yet are fighting the move of God is because they are not aligned to the current structural impartation of the Lord. The Lord God is equipping men in keeping to doctrine and revelation of knowledge, and they are not aligning to it. And there are quite a lot of men in themselves that are not positionally aligned. What I mean by that is they may be in the wrong structure at the wrong time, or the wrong structure at the right time. But eventually, where they are is not where the Lord ought them to be at the moment. Many more times when the Lord intends to shift you, sometimes He changes your circle of friends. Other times He takes you away from your comfort zone. Other times He takes away certain friends from you. All of these things is to bring you to alignment so that you can be able to perceive God aright. So I need you to understand that you don't know how you came into this conference. Peradventure you were invited by a friend. Peradventure you saw the flyer, you decided to come for the conference. That is good. But what you do afterward matters so much. A program will always come and go. Program does not change people. Only an encounter with the Lord does. You must understand that beyond the program, you must continually journey upon your encounters. Because the visitation, the encounters, the impartation that come via knowledge, via the power, is what will keep you thriving. So you must understand that beyond that which we say, beyond that which you do, you must journey with the Lord ahead. Can you go with me to the book of Revelation 21 from 1? The Bible says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God." One of the things I want you to understand here is to realize that it is the intention of God to make men gates and to make men foundation. The prophetic dealings of God with men establish men as gates into entrance to the diversities of the dimensions of the operations of God. The operation of God in keeping to the apostolic make men to become foundation. Foundation as a security where the building can continue to run. The building system of God is upon a foundation. The entrance of a man into the kingdom and its operation is upon a gate. And that's what the Bible says. You have to make the gate of your house salvation and the wall in itself praise. Why? Because the foundation has to be upon a requisite kind of doctrinal revelation. The gate has to be upon a kind I mean, a kind of a prophetic people, a prophetic DNA, which have been immortalized to be a gateway in the spirit that men can enter. Whether you like it or not, me and you come into the fold because of the schooling that God was effective in doing with a man. And that man became a gate that introduced us unto the Lord. Somehow, Jesus Christ himself was the gate. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one come to the Father except through me. So he was a gate. The same way you must understand that your journey into Christianity must pass through a gate. Somebody brought you through the journey. Somebody helped you journey so far. The same way the foundation that your faith hinged upon was a schooling system, was an impartation, was a teaching that came from a man referred to as a foundation. So the intention of God is to have the crystal foundation in the position of man, the crystal gate in the position of man. So the Bible says that a new earth and a new heaven was what he saw, because the former one was passed away. But if you went further, you would discover that what John saw was actually a holy city. And that holy city is what we call the New Jerusalem, that it was coming out of heaven from the Lord. It was from God that it was coming out. That is to let you understand that our journey is from God to the earth, then returning back to God and out of God again. So we must understand that if you went further again, you will now further see that he said that the tabernacle of God is with men. What does that mean? The dwelling place of God is with men. Jesus Christ speaking said, whosoever believe in me, I and the Father will come and dwell inside of him. He said, the kingdom of God is not far from you. The kingdom of God is within you. The temple of the Lord is actually within you. I know you know about the outer court, the inner court, the holy of holies, but these things are inside of you. You can journey into them inside of you, because all that God is encapsulated inside of you. The Bible said, God has put eternity in the heart of man. Everything you are journeying inside of God actually exists inside of you. The journey you are having is actually inside of you, but you do not create the capacity for that expression to be done upon the face of the earth. So the scripture let us understand that the dwelling place of God is actually what? With man. That God's intention is that he dwell in man. That God's intention is to make men to become the foundation, to become the gate, so that he can dwell inside of them. That men can become a city upon the hill. That men can become a region of encounters, a region of activity spiritually enough to host him. That a man that can host the Lord become a gate. A man that can host the Lord become a foundation. Do you realize that the children of Israel, we are a host of diverse dimension of God? So Issachar was a host of the dimension of understanding. Then Levite was a dimension of priesthood. Dan was a dimension of warriors as judge. Judah was a dimension of praise and kingship. You see diverse distinctive dimensions in keeping to the operations of the 12 tribe of Israel. But mind you, the foundational working of the apostolic was also to establish a kind of understanding upon the heart of a believer, so that the structuring of the knowledge of God is sustained over time, that the believer not be tossed to and fro because of the equipping of the teaching priests that come from the dimension of the apostolic. So all of them are apostles, but all of them have diverse kinds of dimension required to build a believer. So you pass through Peter, you know certain things. You pass through Paul, you know certain things. If you check again, you will observe that what the Lord intend to do is to build a gate, build a foundation, so that a wall also is built and a city is revealed. Is revealed. When a wall is built, when a gate is built, when a foundation is built, what do you see? You see a city. You may not understand the building system of the city, but a city is built. When you have a wall, you have a foundation, you have a gate, a city is built. The mystery of the book of Revelation in keeping to 24 is how that men will make living gates, men will make living worlds, and men will make living foundation. And that's why when you read further, you see the Bible said that it took me high in the spirit and showed me a wall and a great and high, and it has 12 gates, and at the gate there are 12 angels, and in the names written thereon, which were what? The 12 tribe of the children of Israel. So he tried to let you understand that the 12 tribe of Israel, we are actually a name written in the New Jerusalem. That the tribe of Israel, individual, those were children that become men, that become family, that become clan, that become nation, and now they were about to, their father was about to die, he immortalized them and gave them a placement in heaven. That each and every one of us must have a functionality from these 12 tribes. And whether you like it or not, for you to have access into the New Jerusalem, you will pass through these tribes. If you are a Gentile, you must have gone through the schooling of the apostolic. And whether you like it or not, part of the schooling of the apostolic is to make you part of the foundation of the building blocks. That whether you like it or not, if you read further, you discover that apart from the gate that has the names of the 12 tribes, there are also 12 foundations. And in the names of the 12 foundations are the names of the apostles of the Lamb. And he that talk with me, he had a golden reed to measure the city. So what we understand there was that the gate was actually the prophetic tribe of Israel. The foundation was actually the 12 apostles of the Lamb. But mind you, whether you like it or not, somebody will wonder, are there no more than 12 apostles? Yes, there may be, but this is the prototype. And each and every one of us that actually must produce. What I mean by prototype, this we are the original apostolic blueprint that God began with. All of us are mass production. It's like when you create a prototype and now you are replicating in diverse ways. But that prototype was actually part of the replication. All of us today that may be called apostle, prophet, pastor, we have a part to play in keeping to how we were actually built. And it came from the building blocks of the 12 apostles. Whether you like it or not, the reason why the Christianity came to you today was because the 12 apostles labor and the established foundation, even though you'll be deprived of that understanding. Whether you like it or not, everything you know about the prophetic was upon, it was hinged upon the prophetic tribe of Israel. The 12 tribe of Israel, the working of Judah, the working of Issachar, the working of Dan. Everything they did established the prophetic. And everything that the apostolic did established a gateway for the foundation. So me and you are connected to them one way or the other, to one of the apostolic building blocks, so that we can be part of the building block. And that was why in the book of 1 Corinthians 3:10, when there was an issue between Apollos and Paul, how there were men that were following Apollos, others were following Paul, others were following Cephas. That is what we have in our time today. I am for this man, I am for this man, I am for this man. Well, none of them matter actually, because in eternity they are just part of the building blocks. And you must understand that you yourself is not supposed to be a follower. You are supposed to grow to maturity to become part of the building blocks, so that you can also be effective in building. What is the goal of following if you not come to a place of representation? Why will you enter as a follower if you don't come into leadership? So you must understand that the goal of God is not to gather people as disciples, no, but to build them to effective messengers he can send. So Paul came and bring an understanding. He said, according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I laid the foundation and another builded the run. But let every man take heed how he build the run. He said, I lay foundation, Apollos worker. God is the one that give the increase. You must understand that in this operation, it is God that give increase. It is God that build men to his own stature of authority. So you must understand that men may be part of the gate and the foundation, but men in themselves are not the emphasis. The emphasis itself is God himself. So no matter what Apollos did, no matter what Paul did, it's not sufficient enough to grant you approval in Zion. It will require God to look at your life and gauge it upon the parameters of obedience to see whether are you worthy to be promoted, are you worthy to be elevated. Men are guardians and custodians of the truth and the mysteries of God. As such, men become gates and foundation. As gates and foundation, they are guiders. They are the ones that preserve the foundational doctrine of God. They are the ones that preserve the revelation of God. Everything you know today was actually what God communicated to a man. And the thing that you are knowing right now, you communicate with another person so that another person can journey further. Everything that we know today was what we read from scriptures and the encounters we have beyond. Mind you, there are only few things that are new right now. If you look very well, if you are conversant enough in your school, in the spirit, and in your journey in Christianity, many things are being recycled. And the reason why they are being recycled is simply because there is not too many body of truth required for a believer to thrive. You don't need too many things. You need just sufficient enough for you to thrive. Every other revelation, you may not be given utterance to communicate it. It will just be enough for you to sustain certain level of power, certain level of energy, certain level of strength in God. Many of the new revelation believers are having today is just to keep them as Christians, to preserve them, to give them strength. But many things that a believer require are part of the basic things that for him to continue to thrive. So there are not too many things right now, because men are being made custodians of these things. As the Lord revealed it unto them, they educate you so that you can journey further. But mind you, the differentiation is the newness and the presence, is the newness and the power. So I can come and still say the same thing your pastor said last night, but you will hear me in a different perspective. Why? Because a new wisdom, a new power, a new energy, a new presence. The presence of God makes everything new. The power of God makes everything new. So I can come and repeat the same thing, but the power of God is just making the thing new. And the presence of God makes it new, because that is what makes you journey beyond. That is what brings the substance of the reality. So you must understand that men are custodians of truth and mysteries, but yet again, men are envoys of the presence. Men are actually a representative of the secret place. Men are actually possession. They are possessed with the Spirit of the Lord, and when they come, they are more like a connecting system where men connect and they browse into heaven. Men are more like gates. The men are more like porters. Men are more like a door, that through them you can have an access into heaven. That via them you can journey into reality that was not written in the books. That via them you can be able to encounter certain things in God. That's why you can just be listening to a man, so then you begin to have an encounter beyond even what the man is saying. Why? Because men are gates. Men are foundation. Men are guidance. Men are custodians. The intention of God is to make men to become gate and foundation, so that as gate and foundations, men can preserve the heritages of the Lord. Do you realize that before the Lord put a cherubim with a flaming sword to guard Eden, Adam was actually supposed to be the one that was supposed to guard Eden. The garden of Eden, Adam was supposed to be the custodian. Adam was supposed to be the guardian. Adam was supposed to be the cherubim guiding that region. But because he failed in his duty, now the Lord put an invisible host. The reason why the Lord beckoned upon angels to guard territories is because men are not responsible in their affairs. If a man stands in a territory and begin to intercede, the blueprint in keeping to the territory is downloaded to him, and angels are deployed to that region so that they can work with a man. But when you see the Lord send angels to a region to preserve the region, it's simply because that region does not have sufficient witness of light, and now darkness want to take advantage of the vacancy in the spirit to lay hold of the heritage of the Lord and pervert it. So God will not be able to send certain angels to preserve that heritage until the day a son is beckoned upon and he will rise. Men are designed to be gate and foundations. Men are supposed to be the ones to build certain foundation in the lives of men. That if you don't meet an apostolic individual, there's every chance that you may never know God. If you don't meet a prophetic individual, there's every chance that you may never be able to advance in God beyond a certain level. Because prophetic and apostolic individual release impartation upon you that enlarge your spirit, that break open the channels of your soul and your spirit, so that God can be revealed to you. God can never be taught. God can only be revealed. But the revelation of God is upon a foundation. The revelation of God is only possible when a gate is open. Because when a gate is open in the spirit, that what we call an apocalypse. An apocalypse is an unveiling. It's a revelation. And the revelation is because a gate is open. When the gateway of the outer court is open, you have access to the menorah in the inner court, so that you can partake of the shewbread. And now you can have access to the seven spirits of the Lord, and the manifestation of the gifting of the spirit, and the manifestation of the office of the spirit. But beyond that, the gate of the Holy of Holies is open, so that you can have access to the Shekinah glory that defines the holiness and the purity and the glory of the Lord. That there are certain dimensions of the glory of the Lord that is visible, that is contagious, that you can only have in the Holy of Holies. Men can sustain wisdom. Men can manifest the gifting of the spirit. All of this is a possibility of the inner court. But men that must go deeper into the holiness of holies must become gate in themselves, must become foundations. These are men that can usher men into a kind of an experience. It's not everybody that can usher you into the experience into the holiness of holies. There are few. These ones are referred to as high priests. It is the high priest that takes the names and take the petitions and take the cry of people for atonement into the holiness of holies. Every other Aaronic priest who stop in the inner court, you must understand that the burden of the Lord can only be heralded by high priests, men and women that have certain level of high calling. These are apostolic and prophetic men. They may be pastors, they may be teachers, they may be evangelists, they may even be they may not even carry a title. They may be deacon like Stephen, but there is a realm upon them of the apostolic and the prophetic. The apostolic and the prophetic is a tribe in the spirit. It is a realm in the spirit. Anyone can come into it. A singer can come into it. A politician can come into it. A writer can come into it. A pastor can come into it. There are many pastors today that call themselves pastors. They are not pastors. They occupy a realm in the spirit. It's the apostolic and the prophetic realm. So you wonder, are they prophet today? Tomorrow they look like evangelists. Next tomorrow they look like apostles. They are not confused. These ones have occupied that placement in the spirit, and now they are custodians and guardians of the truth of the Lord, so they can navigate the mysteries of the spirit to ensure that the life and the destiny of men is transformed by the power and the agency of the prophetic. The prophetic is guardianship. The prophetic create. There's a creative dimension of the prophetic, the ability to create a thing from nothing. The apostolic have the ability to guide a man, to keep a man, to tend a man, to ensure that the man is sustained in God. What makes a man become gate and foundation? Nothing. To become gate, you need the impartation of the prophetic. To become foundation, you need the impartation of the apostolic. And how did they got it? When you check through the life of men that have become gate, it was a prophetic impartation they got from the patriarch of old. When the patriarch of old released a kind of impartation upon you, you are made a gate. Through you, many can have access into eternity. There are men and women that the day you encounter them, that day you begin to know God. All through your life, you try to know God, you can never be able to know God. The day you encounter them, God begins to come to you every day like a friend. Why? These men are gates. That is why sometimes when you listen to our sermons, after we pray for you, suddenly you begin to encounter God. What happened to your prayer all through this while? You have been praying, you have been seeking the Lord, you have been studying. But the day you were prayed for, suddenly you begin to understand the scripture more. The day you begin to listen to our sermon, the Bible begins to make sense to you. Why? It's a gate. It's a foundation. You say, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man coming to the Father except through me. Men that receive the life of Christ in themselves are made gates, in themselves are made foundation. There's a level of an understanding of the Christos you will have, and you become Philip the Christ, you become Emmanuel the Christ, you become Bulus the Christ, you become Natasha the Christ, you become Paul the Christ. There's a level of an understanding that you have in God, that God cannot do anything without consulting you because you are a gate. So you will come to Abraham and say, Abraham, what should we do to Sodom and Gomorrah? He will come to a region and begin to ask priests of those regions, what should we do? Because these men are gates. If you do anything without them, they will call you back to change those verdicts. Moses is a gate in the spirit. When God decided to do a thing, Moses said, no, God, repent. Because as a gate, I will not permit this to happen. I'm a custodian, a keeper, a mediator on behalf of the children of Israel. You made me so, as such I legislate. You must understand that men that are made gate are men that understand priesthood and legislation. They can change the verdict of a land just because they are gate, and in them sustain capacity to become foundation. The apostolic impartation make you to become foundation. There is a level of doctrine in keeping to apostolic doctrine that you can know that you become a foundation. That the things you teach men have the ability to make them journey in the spirit. That you teach men things that can make them preserve in God for the next 30 years. How comes your pastor has been preaching for you for the past 10 years, nothing has advanced in your life, but suddenly you begin to listen to an apostolic voice, and suddenly you begin to weep, you begin to cry, and you see your life defined in its utterance? The reason why that is possible, because this man has become a foundation. In keeping to your life is part of the building blocks to build your life. And now as he speaks, faith is built inside of you. As he speaks, dimensions of the spirit are unlocked. As he speaks, your eyes are open. As he speaks, now you have access. You can perceive heaven aright. Because men are made keepers of the mysteries of the Lord. The mysteries of the Lord belong to them that fear him. The secret things of the Lord is referred to as the mysteries of the Lord. Anyone that decides to dwell with the Lord commit unto him his mysteries. Everything you know today, men taught you. The few things they didn't teach you, is through them that you get the revelation. Because it's from them that you climb as a ladder to receive the revelation of the Lord. And whether you like it or not, the reason why the Lord is revealing this is to you so that you can teach others. He said, how can I hide this thing from Abraham? Knowing fully well that he would teach his children. God educates transgenerational. God look at a generation anytime he's teaching you something. And that's why many things God is teaching you is beyond you. Is because you are supposed to build a city. You are supposed to build a nation. You are supposed to become a foundation and a gate unto others. He said, I will make you a nation. I will make you a father of nation. How can you be a father of nation if you in yourself are not a nation? How can you be a father of nation if you in yourself does not have more capacity than a nation? Say, can a nation be built in a day? He said, as soon as Zion travailed. That's to say the answer is that it does not matter whether it can be or it cannot be. The truth is that it can be built. But you have to travail the travail of a nation. If it will take 10 years to build a nation, if we can travail the travail of 10 years, it will be built. In the realm of the spirit, chronological time does not count. It's kairos time. What does that mean? One day in the realm of the spirit can be 1,000 years. So everything you call 1,000 years today is one day in the spirit. So a man can travail for 10 years, and in one day, he can give birth to a nation, and people will wonder. The reason is simply because he is a foundation and he is a gate. And as a gate and a foundation, he includes many and he travails for them. You must understand that men are gatekeepers of region. Men are foundations of region. And that is why every region must have a watcher. If not, the devil will plague the region so bad. Do you realize that God wants to bless Israel? Balaam and Balak decided that they want to curse Israel. But because of the knowledge that these guys have as custodians, a certain level of foundation, they were able to establish a curse according to a wisdom. So this man manipulated the realm of the spirit to ensure that he got the answer to his desperation. You must understand that men that are made gate and foundation, they watch over region and they decide in that region who lives and who dies. In that region, they decide the destiny of that region. You can be here, the legislative senator in keeping to your region can decide and say in the House of Assembly that the entire constitution should not live again, and they will delete you. Do you know that the senator representing your region can decide and say from today, let allocation not be given to your region, and it will never be given because you don't appear in the Senate House. He's the only one that sits there to represent you. So you don't know whether they gave him 10 billion for you. You don't even know whether they gave him certain money to do certain thing for you in your constituency. But you don't know, and you cannot charge him to court. Why? Because you are not to his own capacity. I need you to understand that that's how it happened in the realm of the spirit. There are constitutional legislators, and these constitutional legislators are the men we refer to as guardians and the custodians, and these men are the people we refer to as the gates and the foundations. Whether you like it or not, if you meet the senator of your region today, he can give you work in anywhere. Why? Because he can legislate on behalf of you. He can mediate on behalf of you. So you must understand that apart from physical legislators, that are spiritual legislators on the religion. The Bible speaks, I have set watchmen upon the gate of Zion. They will never hold their peace in keeping to the gate of Jerusalem until. So God has set you as a watchman over your family, as a watchman over your region. So you are a gate there, and God can never do anything except he consult you. The same way that the president of Nigeria may never do anything until he consult the legislative arm of your region, the federal constituency, the upper arm and the lower arm. These are the men that decide what happened in your region. You have no business there. So you must understand that spiritually, you are the keeper of that region. And without you, God may never be revealed. Are you effective in keeping your home? Are you effective in keeping your area? How many of you have in your area people smoking and drinking and you do nothing about it? Well, when God look at that place, it's you that you see. And that's why when God want to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he begin to look at who is the keeper there? Who is the watchman there? Who is the gatekeeper there? Who is the foundation? He saw Lot. But Lot was not effective because he can only but deliver himself and his family. You must understand that it is the intention of God that for him in your region, he found you sufficiently enough to be the gateway. Every time you see an itinerary minister coming to a region, somebody bring him there. If you see an evangelist come and do a crusade there, it's because people give him the right hand of fellowship. No matter how you do, there must be certain level of gatekeepers in the region. I have been to a place before where we went and had meeting. After things happened, certain gatekeepers there, they don't want us to come. We have to pray them to agree in the spirit. You will understand that sometimes the reason why certain meetings do not happen in the region is because the governor refused the meeting to happen, or the president of that region refused, or certain time the member of house or someone that is sufficient enough in capacity decided that that meeting will not hold. Bessie also said there was a time they decided to say they will do a meeting of witches and wizards in Nigeria, in Benin City. He said that meeting will not hold as long as Idahosa is here. The man said, no matter how you do, the meeting will hold. Idahosa said, no problem. As long as I'm here, it will not hold. He said, the Lord said, the scripture said, suffer not a witch to live. After the man was done talking, he said, are you a witch? If you're a witch, let me kill you. The man says he's not a witch. And they didn't hear that meeting. Why? Because a gatekeeper is there. A man that is a foundation is there. I need you to understand that the Bible says if the foundation of the righteous is destroyed, there is nothing the righteous can do. If you as a foundation is being destroyed, there is nothing that you can be able to do. And that's what the devil is after the lives of men, to destroy them, because these men are foundation. It is upon you that the lives of men will be built. Imagine the thousands of men that ministers are reaching out every day. Do you realize that these men are foundation? Imagine the thousands of men ministers reach out to every day. Do you realize that those men are gate? You also can become a gate. You also can become a foundation. But do you know that the devil will come after you first to ensure whether he can destroy you? If you are not destroyed, then you become. The Bible said the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What he wants to destroy is destroy you as a gate, destroy you as a foundation. You must understand that God can never do anything in your land except you rise. Anytime you see God at work in a land, is because a man rise. There is no any place that God lies too much. No. The reason why that place seems to be on fire for God is because a man is there. The reason why you see any meeting happen in the place is because a man is there. Can you be that man in that region? Why will God be looking for a man in your region and never find you? You are there alive, but it's as though you are dead. When God searching the spirit, God is still asking, who would believe our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who will go for us? Because there is no man. He said, I searched for a man, and I found none. There is no one sufficient enough that can be able to build the edge. There is no one sufficient enough that can be able to stand in the gap. How can God search for a man and never find you? It's because you are. Right now is the time. We need teaching priests to rise. We need new apostolic voices to rise. We need new prophetic voices, new guidance to rise. And how God is going to do this, God is going to be recruiting new men and women that will become teaching priests. You begin to find the strength of God in keeping to your life the ability to teach and to communicate the wisdom of God. Many are going to be sent out as apostles of the Lord. Many are going to be prophetic guidance. Others are going to be psalmists. Suddenly, you don't know why you begin to sing, men are going to begin to cry. You are going to begin to chant songs. You will sit inside and suddenly the Lord will begin to breathe upon you. God will begin to give you new songs. Kayanos. God is going to begin to give you new tongues. The tongues will come in chanting. God is going to begin to give you new utterances that you may never understand. As you dwell with the Lord, God is going to begin to give you new worship songs that nobody has ever sang. God is going to begin to give you new utterances in keeping to the calling that he has appointed upon you. God is going to begin to raise new voices in the psalmist. God is going to begin to raise new voices as judges. Men that will judge the operations of darkness in their region. And God is going to begin to put his voice upon you and put a burden to make you an intercessor, to make you a watchman, to make you a gatekeeper, to make you a porter, to make you a door. Because right now God is rising priestesses of the altars. God is rising daughters of covenant. God is rising daughters of mysteries. God is raising daughters of incense. God is raising daughters that will become midwives. God is yet again creating a vacancy in the spirit for motherhood to rise. Women that will occupy a throne of motherhood in the spirit, they will rise as a mother in Israel, like unto Deborah, like unto Esther, like unto Joan, like unto many of the daughters of that time. And these were women that understand their operations in God as gatekeepers, as intercessors, as watchers, as foundation. That without them, their entire city will be plagued down with darkness. God is yet again anointing men anew. But do you know that all of this thing will be a mirage if you don't remain with the Lord? All of this will be a mirage if you don't awaken to responsibility. Many of you prefer to clap for us. That is good. But God will be limited because you refuse to awaken to the ordination of your calling. God will refuse to do anything in your land simply because you refuse to do anything. Somehow, we will come and go. I have been to several places, go to several regions. Revival happened. After 2 days, 3 days, the revival died again. The people died, waiting for the next month to have another revival. I have been to diverse places. People were on fire for God. After 2 weeks, all of them backslide. Why? Because they still need a priest there. They still need a psalmist there. They still need a prophetic guardian there. They still need a teaching priest, an apostle there. They still need a watchman, a gatekeeper there. Because the fire of God can only be sustained upon the heart of men. Mind you, we began reading that you are the tabernacle of the Lord, that God dwells inside of you. You must give God expression. Don't hide God in a stereotype.